Welcome to Guylicious. It's been a couple months.
Oh my gosh, it's been almost like 6 months, I think, since our last episode.
October. November, December, January, February, March. 5 months.
Was our first.
So life happened a little bit. We got a little bit busy.
Yeah, a lot happened though.
I mean, we talked about the podcast quite often, but we just... Yeah, that's pretty much the extent of it. We just talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we planned for things to happen, and then, I think life just happened, and we just kind of put it on the back burner.
But we're back. We are back at it again. Yeah, so spring is in a few days.
It is?
I think it's in like 7 days, a week.
Maybe. Oh, snap.
Daylight savings is...
Tonight.
Happy new moon.
Oh, great.
I need to do a ritual. Out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah. Moon. Actually, I think I'll start my getting rid of more things tonight, today, right after this podcast.
Cool.
I'm going to get rid of
You're getting rid of things?
Yes, I'm going to get rid of one thing a day.
Starting today?
Tonight. There's one thing on the floor right there.
What is it?
Jeans.
Nice.
I didn't realize I still had them.
Nice.
But anyway,
that's fun to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited. There's a lot in here that I can get rid of. I've been okay without all of this during my whole time at the cabin. There are some things like my diffuser, but now I have that diffuser up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or like my salt lamp. And I looked at my plants today and they're all perfect.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, salt lamps actually have... they give off negative ions, which is the same thing as walking around barefoot outside. The earth gives off negative ions because we are positively charged. So the pink Himalayan salt lamps, they give off that negative ion. So it's really good to have them in the... Do you have a light bulb in yours?
I do. The one that came with was that red one. But... I changed it out for a regular one because I like that ambiance better.
Ambiance.
So I'm trying to pull it up right now because you were just talking about the Himalayan salt thing.
Yes.
I can't find it. Maybe it's a little more up here. But my friend Marina, if you guys know them, you should go follow them. They're the Wandering Dexters, and they're building out their box truck. But, oh, I found it. She sent me this little post, that Himalayan pink salt. The reason Himalayan salt is pink is due to the high iron levels and impurities, which I think is good. Like, that's natural. Plus, many companies now add chemicals and coloring to give it a more pinkish hue.
Wow.
Yeah. And still be super cheap. Like, we don't need more iron. Instead, we need to properly utilize iron. Copper regulates iron. The high levels of iron get stuck in our tissues and shuts down cellular function. Think of cast iron pans. Iron exposed to elements ends up rusting. Same goes with your body. Well, cast iron pans are good, I know. But it's just another one of those things that's, like, completely hyped up to be. Because I use Himalayan salt. I mean, Himalayan salt is good. But I use that instead of regular salt now. And I feel like Himalayan salt is just as bad as regular salt now. So,
no, I think they're talking about the lamp. They alter the color of the lamp.
No. Just salt.
Oh, I see. Huh.
So now it's saying instead opt out for white sea salt.
Icelandic. Yeah, the darker the pink, the older the salt.
Huh.
Yeah, so like
the white. That makes white sense, because there's young. More, it just yeah, has more, it's had more time. It's older, to, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, talk to me about this focus wheel.
So, my friend, well, back up a little bit. The reason I actually listened to who told me to create this is because I was given four signs that I needed to be writing down stuff. One person told me about this focus wheel. Somebody else told me to just, like, write stuff down. Somebody else told me to...
All different people?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
To, like, just right? Like if you're talking to your ancestors.
Ooh.
And I don't really understand that. And then I forget what the last person said. Write a letter. The letter
That's weird. I was told to do that recently too.
The letter was from, that YouTube video.
Uh-huh.
And I had actually written a letter that day before I watched the video. It was just so, that whole day was just really weird. But anyway, so that day, that was the same day that I started on this focus wheel. And this focus wheel is pretty much just another way to, like, speak things into existence.
Like a vision board, like an organized mm-hmm. vision board.
I guess so. But this is more on, like, big picture things that you want in your life.
Law of attraction.
Law of attraction. There we go. And so the way you draw it is a small circle in the middle of what you really, really want.
Like the main focus.
Yeah.
Oh, focus.
and then you draw a bigger circle on the outside and then you create lines that kind of make it look like a pizza. So it looks like a wheel.
Yummy.
And then the things that you put in the little pizza
pieces
are reasons of why this thing in the middle is making you happy, or like why you want it. And so I did that. I don't know if I'm supposed to share it. I can't. I guess I can, because the girl, my friend who told me about it, she told me hers. Oh, Ashley.
Ashley.
It was on her chair. It was one of those chairlift talks. So I put two just because I like to challenge myself, apparently. But my first one was a cabin in the mountains and financial abundance. And I remember the girl that was telling me how to create this wasn't like, I want to, like, instead of, she said, don't put financial freedom. Yeah. Say that you want more of something, not that you want to be rid of it.
Right. Yeah.
And which, like, they both kind of go hand in hand. Like, you don't want to be in debt or anything, but
right.
Put more push on that you want.
To gain.
Yeah.
Yeah. People have that. That's such a problem with this society, is that we see money as a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And money is not a bad thing. It's a bad thing if you continue to think that it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I've always had, like, a healthy relationship with money, but I'm very, like, I don't want
to
spend it.
You like to keep it.
Yeah.
You do.
And so, for my original three, I had a financial freedom. Like, I had my three.
Oh.
And then she said, like, to kind of change it a little bit. And so, a couple of the reasons that make me, like, want these. So, I correlated both of the things that I want. Each pizza piece has why it makes me happy, but it correlates with both.
Mm-hmm.
So the cabin in the mountains and financial abundance. One of them is I love the feeling of having my own space to create. And I'm hoping that my financial abundance will come from my business.
Mm-hmm, totally.
And so
they work together.
Yeah. Another one was, I am a wealthy woman who has parents who know how to invest wisely, and I can follow in their ways and attract the same home abundance, I think.
Mm.
Living in the mountains gives me all the inspiration to constantly create and continue to feed my business. So it's just feeding it, feeding why you want these things. And so my friend who told me about this, I remember we were on the chairlift and she was telling me about it, and then her boyfriend did it too, and both of what they wrote happened that year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And they were big things, like, I want this certain job. I don't remember what his was. Wow.
Yeah. Being very specific about it
yeah.
is important too.
Yeah. So it wasn't like, oh, I want to move out. It was like, I want a cabin in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and then you're supposed to read this every morning. So it's kind of like your mantra for the beginning of the day. You wake up. And it's all positive stuff. So you're starting your day out with, like, really happy things.
And you hopefully wrote it with the intention of, like, this makes me feel good. This is going to make me feel good.
Yeah. There are a lot of pizza slices.
Yeah. The video I watched, she said to have 12 pieces.
Oh, wow. I have eight. And it was getting kind of hard toward the end. And I feel like mine are pretty, like, long. But yeah, so I'm just going to kind of use this right now as a guide and motivation for what I really want this year.
Yeah.
I could have been more specific on, like, when.
Mm.
In my head, though, I really want that to happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe...
That'd be awesome, and then I could live with you.
Yeah.
So I don't have to live here anymore. But, yeah, you're so right. Like, we're so...
Oh, my gosh. Fortunate. Or... Well, I want to live in the mountains.
Yeah.
But...
I don't. Well, it's just because I have my farm here.
Mm-hmm.
It's different, though. Yeah. Ooh. Can you not?
Sorry. I'm wearing my bib because I'm freezing cold.
A bib is something that not only babies wear, but adults wear that keeps you from being freezing.
And also keeps wet. Food off of your real clothes.
Dry. Keeps you dry. Keeps food off of your pants.
Anyway, so that was like... That's what I did earlier this week, because I just needed some...
Yeah. Look at that.
I need some good things.
That's definitely something... I could do it tonight, even.
Okay, so the real, like, crazy thing that happened this day was that... Crazy. Like, I've gotten a couple orders here and there, like, small orders, but this day that I created my focus wheel, I got a really big order through my Instagram for my business for a whole bunch of coasters. It wasn't just one set of coasters. It was 7 sets of coasters. Not kidding, within 10 minutes of me finishing this wheel, and I had finished watching that other video of, like, it wasn't Law of Attraction, but it was just like you're reading a reading for that.
The one that you sent me?
Mm-hmm. Where you have to pick a card.
The 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yes.
What number did you pick?
3.
Me too.
Whoa. Yeah, but you haven't watched it yet.
I've watched maybe like 10 minutes of it.
Okay, and that's the one where she said write a letter to like this whole thing, and I wrote a letter that morning.
That it was so crazy.
And I don't write. You know that I haven't written in so long, and I wrote. And then
it was just beautiful.
That day was just wow. I think it was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And I was like, I have to keep going. So then I just was like watching more videos, and then I was like, let me do the focus wheel, because I just felt so inspired. And
yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's so crazy. It's like what I was telling you earlier, and I want to share with our audience that the universe has all these opportunities for us, and it's just waiting for us to take what has been given. We can't just sit here and wait for things to happen. Even if it's just, like, you don't know where to start, like, start something somewhere, like a focus wheel.
Yeah.
I'll probably do one tonight and finish watching that. That's crazy. We both picked 3. I'm not surprised.
3 is a good reading, though. And I was tempted to, like, watch the other numbers, because I'm like, well, it's good. I feel like they're all going to be relevant.
I love the way she speaks, too.
Ugh, me too. I feel like she has a retainer in, though. Like, there's a little bit of list, but
I thought it was just because she had her lips done.
Oh, I like how she speaks, though.
Mm-hmm. Eloquently.
I don't know. All these different cards, though, that she has, there's different sizes and different kinds. And
I'm just not a cards person. I have one Oracle deck card.
I like card those. Deck,
and, yeah, even then, I don't use it that much.
I remember the last time I did them, I pulled a card at, like, when Michaela had her little gathering at Snow Valley. We pulled cards before we went onto the mountain. It's fun, but yeah, I'm not really into
external sources.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But everything made sense, and I'm like, I feel like if any number I pulled, it would make sense.
It would, because it teaches, you resonate, just like the gospel at church, like, it resonates with you. It speaks what you need to hear.
Mm.
Yeah, well, that's awesome about your business.
There was something else, though, that happened that day that was timing. It was, like, perfect timing. I don't want to say weird timing.
Divine timing.
I don't remember it. I'll bring it up, I guess, if it comes to me. But, yeah, you guys should just try a focus wheel.
Yeah, I will.
Help you focus on one thing.
Not you guys, you people.
You homo sapiens.
Home skillet biscuit.
Oh, is that the sweater that you got at Goodwill?
This is the sweater.
Oh, it looks really cozy.
It's really nice. Shay, it's really nice.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt underneath it. Yeah, so I found out today, I've already shared this with you, but yeah, I have a bunch of kale plants planted and I should have...
Kale, yeah!
As my babe goes, ch-ch-ch.
Kale, yeah!
I should have planted them in fall, but it's okay. It's one of the small mistakes.
It's all right. You just got to grow through what you go through.
Yes, sister, preach. Compared to last year... Where I was last year, Sedona, when the world shut down and no seeds ready for my harvest. Planting things at the wrong time is a good mistake. Because even then, I still have my bell peppers. I have my tomatoes.
Sorry. Let me just finish.
Already go. Just go. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you just gotta learn. But I feel like it's gonna warm up pretty quickly and then it could be okay.
No, kale doesn't like warm.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, though. Oh, you're supposed to
plant them going into something cooler.
Mm-hmm. Like lettuce. Lettuce doesn't like warm weather.
Well, I have a feeling it's going to be cold for a little longer.
It's going to be perfect because I have them in grow bags, so I'm able to move them, like, into the shade or, like, anywhere else. But...
You did that today and you realized it today?
I mean, I planted them in January. I planted the seeds in January and then I planted them in the grow bags, like their permanent homes, yesterday and today. And then I was going through my seed packets and realizing that, oh, I should have planted this in December or October. That's about the extent of my excitement in life.
It is exciting because you don't know what's going to happen.
I know. That's one of the things that I love about gardening, farming, is the plethora of opportunities for experimentation.
Yeah, because obviously you go kind of according to, like, the climate and stuff, but that's forever changing all the time. So how do you know that, like, this type of plant or food is going to be okay just because it's been like that for, like, ever. But, like, yeah, it could be cold for the next 2 months.
It's probably not going to be, though. It's supposed to be, like, 78 degrees next week. It's supposed to get into the 70s after these.
Well, there goes all the snow!
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, the only sucky thing is that you can't go back in time. I don't know if anybody else has realized that, but you can't.
Oh. Not yet. I think that we have the capability.
Pretty sure Nikola Tesla was able to time travel.
I think, honest, as cliche as it sounds, I do believe anything is possible.
Anything is possible if you just believe.
We don't have that much.
Time.
We have not.
Time is a third dimensional thing.
Yes.
Beyond this vessel, beyond this body, beyond this realm, beyond this plane. Time travel is, like, time does not exist.
That and... We've only been able to tap into certain parts of our brain.
Very, like, yes. A
small percentage. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think, like, the shift happening, we're, like, being open, more minded. But being able to expand our want to learn more things, like, more things will happen.
And I totally think because, unfortunately, we do have systems put in place that don't allow us to totally, like, explore realms. Simple things like meditation. I don't know if it was the meditation I did this morning, because I've been meditating every morning. I think it was this morning. And I just, like, lost all feeling in my body and totally felt like I was getting visions from a higher realm. And people do that. Like, people can leave this body and go into... I've heard of people being able to meet other souls that they have met in this realm, they can meet them in another, like, dimension in, like, that they reached through meditation. Like, they get there from...
But can you only reach that level in meditation? Because I don't... Because
I think you can probably...
How people see meditation, or you're meditating, where you're just, like, sitting in a still state and not thinking of...
Meditation?
Escaping your thoughts and being in the present moment of, like,
meditation,
nothing.
The word meditation means absolute presence. So you can meditate when you're walking.
Yeah.
You can meditate when you're macrameing.
Right. That's where I was kind of going, is, like, can you only... like reach those next levels if you're
still,
because I've never been able, I've never felt
it's a practice. It's definitely something that you show up consistently, and once you access that, then you know that it's there. And
yeah, I haven't accessed that form of meditation yet, but I do see
myself meditating
through going on hikes and creating art and doing other things that, like, keep, like, put me in the present moment.
Yes. Absolute presence is meditation. And it's hard.
It is hard because your mind is full.
Your mind does not stop.
It doesn't stop. And even when it does, like, how does it not? I'll catch myself and then I'll be like, hey, just... ocean. Even then, you're still thinking of something.
Ocean.
You know.
Yeah, when I'm meditating, I have to picture, with my eyes closed, I have to picture one of those big screens that they pull down, like at school.
Projector.
Yeah. I just imagine that being pulled down, and it's black as it's being pulled down, so then just everything gets, like, disappeared. Because when your eyes are closed, like, you can still see things. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still stuff going on. It never stops. But I think that something in meditation that's important to remember is that, yeah, the thoughts do end up happening, but trying to remember where the thought first came from. Mm-hmm. And that's how you change your mindset, like being nicer about where it started from, or, like, being able to, not change, but being able to just recognize... And some thoughts are not ours.
You mean? Both playing with our hair right now.
This is what I believe, is that, like, let's say, for example, you had trauma as a child that you are not comfortable talking in front of people because, like, people made fun of you. So then you have this trauma of, like, scarring that something happened. And so, like, when you're older, that voice pops in, like, no, you can't do this type of thing. But it's, like, it's an underworld voice, because it's not really yours, because your higher self knows that you're capable of speaking in front of people, but you have this trauma, and it's, like, considered an underworld of, like, could be a soul that... was, like, totally traumatized and died without healing that trauma, somehow has accessed your brain. And it's not, it sounds crazy, but it's just, like, even, like, the deodorant or toothpaste you use, it disconnects you from your true self, your brain, or, like, the foods, artificial flavors and stuff. It disconnects you from being in your body. And so it gives access for lower vibrational things to get into your head.
Gotcha. But what do you mean by, like, your deodorant and...
Like, there are chemicals in it that disconnect you from your pineal gland.
Well, that's good, because I don't brush my teeth that much anymore, and I wear deodorant.
Great, Katie.
Just kidding. No, I obviously still brush my teeth, but I don't really wear deodorant that much anymore.
Yeah, I don't really wear deodorant either.
That makes sense.
That much either. Yeah.
Yeah, just like the whole trash situation in the mountains.
The mountains.
And it's either mountains or mountains.
Meowtians.
Meowtians.
I texted you that
the other Meowtans.
Day. I got how you said it, but I was like, meow. No, it's meow.
No, it's meowtans. Meowtans. Meowtians.
Just the fact that, like, people are okay leaving their trash.
And that's the thing is that I understand. It's just like when we saw somebody throw something out their window. There's such a disconnect that people don't understand. Their little choices affect this planet that gives us life. That we have so clearly come from because we are made of water and the planet is made of water. We are of the earth. But because of the stuff that they've been feeding us, because we don't walk around barefoot, because we are putting all these, like, we're dyeing our hair, we're not happy with how we look. It's all the stuff that we're disconnected from our bodies, so we're disconnected from this planet.
Transforming our bodies in the way that we're, like, willing to put plastic in them, you know?
No comment. To each their own. But, I mean, I'd rather spend that money on food.
Oh, heck yeah. Or not spend it all. Or never spend it. I know. I do notice, like, the community I've been spending time with more. Obviously, like, it's more mountain people, but...
Mountain.
Like, I just see a lot more of what money is not spent on. Which is cosmetic things or things that are easily replaceable.
Totally. It's all the stuff that, like, Egyptians would have wanted to be buried with because... The material stuff goes with you when you die. This is sarcasm.
Yeah. But who's to say, like, we are right? But I know we're right.
Okay, then you are to say.
Like, because I'm thinking, well, I feel like I see the money being... Things are attained because someone spent money. And so the things that I see my community spending money more on are, like...
Crystals.
Yes, definitely.
Road trips.
Oils or... Yeah, things that were from the earth.
Essential oils, not like...
Oils, yeah. Essential oils. Or just things that will help the climbing gear or things to go hiking. Things that would keep you connected. Yeah,
it's definitely a different community.
But who's to say, like... And, like, yeah, that I think that makes... those people happy.
It's a different type of materialist.
True.
It's materialism. Like, it's different.
It is, yeah, it's different. Because then I see other communities that spend their finances on...
shopping cart handles on their cars.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Spending lots of money on their cars. And on different, yeah, on different material things.
And, like, I'm not trying to judge. I'm not, I mean, as a human, it's natural to judge in order to survive. But you don't need all this stuff on your car. They're so concerned about what other people are thinking of them.
And having a status in society. Who cares? Having a stick to the status quo.
Quo? It's Lala 93.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever. I'm not used to be materialistic. I used to be so materialistic. That's why I have no money to my name now, because I spent it all on useless stuff. Now I just spend money on food and gas.
Yeah. But you were able to, like, become aware of it, first of all.
Totally.
And there's a lot of people who have become aware but aren't doing anything about it. And they're just, like, because they're comfortable, they don't want to take a risk or, yeah, pretty much take a risk.
A risk of people thinking that they don't make as much money as they do.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that crazy? Like, you spend more to make people think you have more. Ooh, that was pretty good. But at the same time, like...
Yeah, like...
I don't spend a lot because I want to have a lot. And I'm not saying, like, more things, but... more things in the aspect, I guess, of more... Like, I can spend money on
gain more experiences.
Totally. That's the stuff that your soul will take to the next.
Oh, and just like the last couple of days, because I was skiing, I would stop, like I would get there early in the morning, and so a few of the runs I would be on it by myself, like no one was in front or behind me, and I would just stop and just look around and like we get to like actually experience this. And I was telling Sarah this, like it's hard to put into words, but we're not just a rock, you know, like rocks are beautiful, but like we're actually have these senses,
consciousness,
sight, hear, smell, touch, all the things. We get to like use all of them to experience this life here. I don't know, I remember stopping twice on a couple of my runs, and I was like, because, yeah, you're skiing or you're boarding and you're, like, just got to get to the next turn or, like, the next jump or box or whatever.
So you gotta stop and smell the roses.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm so excited for, I don't know what's gonna happen this year.
I know, it's gonna be a beautiful year. It's been pretty fantastic so far. It's gonna be such a good year. Yeah, so we are going to be at some markets.
Oh.
We will be keeping y'all in the loop.
Yeah, come support your girls. That was loud.
So wet and
This is something I would like to say about small business.
Go for it.
In supporting them. Like, you don't need to buy something from us.
No.
If you do, awesome, like, because our stuff is cool, but like supporting honestly just means something easy is social media, just share a post or something little like that. But I have noticed that people in my circle who haven't like shown any kind of support, I don't know, that it means something to me, or doesn't mean anything, I guess.
Well, but which,
like,
is
my
it?
Friend, like, if my friend had a small business, I would want to support them in some kind of way. I don't really know where I was going with that.
Not everybody's you.
I guess not. And I'm in the small business mindset, yeah, too. So.
And some people just don't know that that is a thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, since spring is coming up and things are kind of getting back to normal.
What is normal anyway?
I plan on doing a lot of markets this year.
Oh yeah.
And outside of California. So stay tuned for that. Exciting news.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll see you guys again in 5 months.
When Christy has a whole head of dreads.
No.
Oh.
It's Christina to you.
I've always called you Christy.
Only my family can call me Christy. And like some people. But I am honoring my full birth name.
Miss Catherine. I think it was like a couple years ago now.
Catherine?
I was like, I want to go by Catherine now. But I never told anybody or did anything about doing it, but...
Why isn't anybody calling me Catherine?
Oh, it's because someone I was talking to liked Catherine. And I was like, you know what? I've never really, like, used Catherine. It is a pretty name. And then I never did anything about it, and I just ate Katie.
Katie.
And Catherine does sound like a very sophisticated, like, older woman.
Yeah, that's like 5 years.
Maybe if it was spelled, like, different than the traditional Catherine way.
So spell it differently. Change it. Still sounds the same.
Yeah, I know. I like how it's spelled, but I like how I see other versions spelt.
Oh.
Because it's different.
Yeah, I like the way my name is spelled.
Yeah, me too.
You like the way my name is spelled?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. A lot of people like it.
It's the right way.
It's the German way.
It is?
Yeah.
What? Is Catherine German?
spelling it with a K makes it German.
Ooh.
Somebody told me that. I don't know if it's true or not. But I'll take it.
Well, yeah, thanks for coming to this little sesh.
Yeah.
I do, next episodes, for sure want to talk a little more on Law of Attraction. And this thing called Human Design.
Heck yeah.
Once
I would love to talk about some Ayurveda. I'm learning a lot of Ayurveda.
Heck yeah.
And I'm going to do the focus wheel right now. And intentionally, we will come back and get to speak on all the stuffs that's happened.
Yeah. Stay tuned for our, our follow-up.
Update. On our
focus wheels.
Yes.
Ooh.
Focus. Focus. That does not sound good. Focus. Well, I'm done talking.
I think I'm done talking too. I think okay. I'm maybe going to chill or read a book. Probably
you can check us out, soahandmadegoods.com. Is that the right website?
Good job. Yeah. And at my Instagram handle, @so.what.
@so.what. And also Katie, whatever. What's your
K-Roco. I'm almost at a thousand followers on So What. Yeah, so help me get there, guys.
Tag her, follow her.
But I feel like if you're listening to this, you already do want to follow that.
No, so. We have people that we've never even met before. Hi, my name is Christina, and that is Katie.
Catherine.
Which is it?
Katie.
Katie. Yeah, and you can follow me at Christina Cornejo, or you can follow me at Common Ground Organic.
Yeah. Okay, ciao.
Ciao. This is Gaialicious.